Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Are we really talking about this?
Hang on, what are we talking
about? Well, I'm just tailing on from the little bit of information you just dropped.
What, how I relax when I get home?
Yes.
Well, I like to release some tension.
Stretch.
Well, only after I've gotten all hot and sweaty.
This is terrible.
Should we start again?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm talking about CrossFit.
Of course you are.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about stretching my arm as I get a drink out of the fridge.
Of wine or beer?
Depends on the day.
We're going to settle this. I reckon you're pretending to be a beer drinker when really you're a wine drinker.
Okay.
Do you identify as a beer drinker?
I enjoy a beer or two on a hot, particularly on a hot day, and they've got to be icy cold. Mm-hmm. And if I've been working out in the yard or doing something physical, like on the site or what have you, I really love a beer. It's like, it feels like thirst quenching.
So you drink on site?
No, I don't drink on site. Can you imagine if I drank on site? Then everybody would think they could do it. I'd drink in the car.
On the way home. Just rip the top off and drink and drive.
Yeah, or I do it even before I get to sites and, you know, nobody's got any clue what I do.
We at Tradies in Business Australia do not condone or encourage drinking whilst driving.
Did you practice that?
Please drink responsibly.
Did you practice that?
I didn't need to. What? So it is a Fuck It Friday episode. G'day, listeners.
Mm-hmm,
welcome to Friday. I hope your Friday is starting out well if you're listening to this on a Friday morning. And if you're not, why aren't you listening to our episodes the minute they're released?
I know, right? Maybe because we waffle.
Well, you do talk a bit of shit.
Taught by the best one.
So Coxie and I have had a pretty big day in the studio. I know. A lot of you are probably laughing. Like, you've been working outside in 38 degree heat and
well, yes,
climbing on a roof or, you know, pouring a slab or twisting wires if you're a Sparky. Do Sparkies work hard?
I don't think you should go there.
Plumbers don't seem to think so.
I don't want to lose our lovely listeners.
I've got quite a few electricians as clients, so.
My boy wants to be an electrician.
Mm.
I think he wants to be an electrician because he thinks it's the trade that doesn't work as hard as the others.
And gets paid more.
Yes.
So anyway, I lost my train of thought. That's right. We've had a big day in the studio.
I'm buggered.
This is our sixth episode or meeting thing pretty much back to back.
Mm-hmm.
It's also quite warm here in the Brisbane studio.
No, it's not. It's freezing.
Coxie won't get aircon because she's a tightwad.
I am a tight ass.
Typical tradie. And I'm shattered.
Same. But you've had like six coffees. How could you be shattered? I'd be climbing the walls.
Coffee doesn't do it for me.
Oh, man. I would be on the roof.
I like the taste of it, but it doesn't give me a zing anymore.
Really?
Actually, I don't think it ever did. There is a gene. Now,
we're really waffling.
This is going to be boring as batshit, so apologies in advance for this, but I'm going to share it anyway because I'm proud of my knowledge around this.
You can just skip forward. There's a little fast forward button. Just
about 15 seconds.
Yep, you're ready? Right. Go.
So some people have a gene that means they can drink coffee all day, any day. It doesn't stop them from sleeping.
I did not know that.
And other people don't, and that they're the people that just get an absolute buzz from it. And there's another gene that if you drink the coffee, and even if you get a buzz, you can process it really quickly, so you can bounce back. And some people don't have that gene, which means they get a buzz, and then they're stuffed for hours after.
Okay, so apologies to anyone that only skipped forward 15 seconds. It was actually 30 seconds. So first up, let's just say sorry.
But who's counting, right?
I did. And because the big thing on the screen tells me how many seconds you were talking for. But I honestly didn't know that. And I can have a coffee in the morning. It doesn't do a damn thing except taste good. But if I have one now,
yeah,
and, you know, in Brisbane time, it's 3 o'clock, I would be just up all night.
No.
Partying with the neighbours.
I thank my Italian heritage. My grandmother was Italian. And apparently it's very, I'm not quite sure how to take that. is it because I'm short and fair skinned?
Oh, the nose.
So my grandmother was Italian, and Italians and Europeans have a high prevalence of this gene.
Okay, so I'm Dutch. Coffee. I'm also European.
So you can smoke hooch and it doesn't bother you.
I can. I have such a funny story.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. My daughter was recently in Holland.
Oh, yes.
We got some very, very funny messages from her.
Oh, no.
One so night after.
There's drunk texting and then there's stone texting.
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. So we won't talk about that because mum's totally in denial, but they were very funny messages.
So after 5 minutes and 27 seconds of still talking dribble, what we actually were going to talk about today on our Fuck It Friday episode was... What the hell do you do at the end of a huge day when your brain is fried and all you want to do is like flake out on the carpet under the aircon? Do you do that or something else?
So what do you do?
You want the G-rated version or the...
Yes.
Right, okay. So what I do to relieve tension is just because of my schedule, I tend to train in the afternoon, and by train, I mean go to CrossFit. So we refer to that as training.
Mm-hmm.
So
everyone appreciates your educational bombs today.
I'm sure they do. we shouldn't do these episodes at the end of the day, eh? It just turns into shit. So I like to go to CrossFit. Okay, for me, it's a great. Even though some days I'm feeling a bit drained, you know, mm-hmm. physically, I always feel better after it, and it's a great mindfulness practice for me. So mm-hmm. it kind of bookends my day. So every morning I wake up usually around 5 o'clock, sometimes a little bit before, and do about 15 to 20 minutes of mobility. So it's kind of like a combination of yoga and CrossFit stretching and stuff. So that's how I start the day, and with coffee. And then I like bookend the day with a hard training session. So weightlifting, a bit of, you know, metabolic conditioning, get all sweaty, absolutely destroy myself, and then go home for a shower and a great meal and some time with my wife. So that's kind of how my days run, and you know, that way I sort of sleep really well because I'm really knackered by the time I hit bed at about 9 p.m. I've done a workout, I've had a big day in the office or recording or whatever, and I sleep like a baby for 7.5 hours, and I wake up the next morning at 4:45 and do it all again.
I'm a bit different to you.
Okay. What's your sort of end of day sign off look like?
I can't exercise at the end of the day. I'm stuffed. So you know what I do? I take the dog to exercise.
You make the dog run around instead.
I sit there and watch him run around in circles until I feel thoroughly exhausted and relaxed, and we go home. No, that's not true. So every morning he goes for a walk. So between 4 and 5, myself and Otis, the golden retriever, go for a walk. At least half an hour. He likes it. Can't do much more because he's getting a bit old, but we have a nice walk. That sets my head ready for the day. And then in the afternoon, to do the opposite, I take him to the dog park. So he's had a full day here in the yard on his own. He's lonely and mum hasn't had any time because she's too busy. So we go to the dog park to visit with the other dogs, and I find that to be so relaxing.
Really?
Yep, because I'm watching him have fun. I'm sitting out in the sun generally. It's the end of day. Nobody kill me because I'm sitting in the sun. But I'm getting my little bit of vitamin D. Vitamin D. Yes, I agree. And there's always a nice breeze, and there's really nice people there to talk to. And when you've been in the office on your own all day long, sometimes you want a conversation. It's just a really nice, relaxing way for me to end that part of my day. And then I come home and run like a rabbit until dinner's done and kids are fed and all the rest of that stuff's done. But at least I'm more relaxed and in a better frame of mind.
Yeah, it's good to have that little sort of transition activity too, yes. I think. Instead of rolling from the office or the job site or whatever straight into domestic duties at night, I do find it's nice to have that sort of pattern break.
Yes.
To use an NLP term.
A what?
NLP, neuro-linguistic programming.
Oh, that's a bit serious. It's Friday.
Yeah, that's not for today's episode.
No.
We should get an NLP person on here.
Okay.
I had a body language guy on years ago. Alan Pease has been on the show.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think I listened to that episode. Yeah. We're waffling. Anyway, so we want to know what you do at the end of your day to help you relax. Do you have a beer? Or do you have a wine? Do you do some exercise? Do you sit down and read a book? Do you do anything to relax at the end of the day?
Or do you just roll straight into whatever's happening at home? And
paperwork.
Fall asleep on the couch with the laptop and the invoices?
Paperwork.
If you're doing that, falling asleep on the couch with paperwork, go to tradiesinbusiness.com.au, join the trade desk, and we'll show you how to stop doing that.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that. You need time with your family.
Yeah. And jokes aside, Coxie and I are stoked to see more people joining the trade desk every day.
It's exciting.
So they're basically taking ownership and responsibility for their trade business and their life and doing something about improving it, because you can. It doesn't have to be shit. And you don't have to do your paperwork on the couch at night either.
So we talk a lot about different strategies to implement into your business so you don't have to do that. But I don't think we ever have real just direct conversations like we just did, saying if you are that person on the couch at the end of the day and you're falling asleep because you're so exhausted and you're worried and stressed because you haven't got all the paperwork done and there's invoicing to do and quotes. We haven't ordered the materials for tomorrow and oh shit, that quote should have been out 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. If that's you, there's a solution. It doesn't have to be that way. That's not what business is supposed to look like.
No, and we talk to so many guests who say the same thing. It's like it's not meant to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. And there are thousands of business owners who have changed their headspace around this, changed their behaviors, and getting very, very different results. And it doesn't have to cost you a packet.
No.
So because Coxie and I are stupid, we're doing it for $49 a month. It's called the Trade Desk for a reason, because you're a tradie and you need a bit of advice on which aisle to go to get the thing you need to do the thing that's going to make you more money and get you some time back. So,
my God, that I promise it's not as wordy as that. It's far more concise and direct than that.
But there's
where
live...
Where you go when you want to know.
Live quest. Oh, you're running with that, aren't you?
I am now.
Oh, that's going to infect every friggin' episode from now on, isn't it? It's where you go when you want to know.
Until I forget.
Oh, go have a wine. So go to tradiesinbusiness.com.au, check out the Trade Desk. There's a video from us explaining it all. There's a bunch of words and stuff you can read if you really want to. But join up, money back guarantee. It's $49 a month. If you can't get $49 worth of value just out of the partner offers and the training videos, I'll eat my pink work boots.
Ooh.
With a
How are you
side
gonna cut
of
them
cucumber.
Up?
I'll probably have to put them through the shredder or the blender or something. I'll turn them into a smoothie, a pre-workout smoothie.
You can't use my Thermomix.
Haven't you got two of them?
I do have two. But do you know why I have two?
No.
I didn't buy two. I bought one.
Because you're twice as gullible?
Because I'm twice as... No, I love my Thermomix. But I bought one and it was the one that was recalled or that blew up on some people. So they had to send us all a new one. So we wouldn't use the old one.
So now you've got two functioning Thermomixes.
So I've got two functioning Thermomixes. Lucky eldest daughter will get a Thermomix when she moves out of home.
Oh, I was going to say you could sell the other one for $1,000 and go and buy something better.
Yeah, but I don't want to sell one that might blow up on someone.
That's not your problem.
It is. I take extreme responsibility for my actions.
It's kind of like the airbag recall on my previous car that my ex-wife
keeps coming and coming and coming.
It's like, I don't own the car anymore. I should probably tell someone.
You should probably forward that email.
And I'll get around to it.
Eventually.
Enjoy your Friday.
It was a shorty.
13 minutes. Should we talk a bit longer?
What are we going to talk about?
Listeners are like, stop talking shit, you two. Is there anything? Is there going to be anything valuable in this episode, or should I turn off now?
Okay, let's talk about ways we can relax.
Okay, we're going to keep going, aren't we?
That aren't counterproductive.
Right.
Instead of coming home and having a beer.
Reading a book. Meditating.
Meditating's a great one.
Oh, get your shoes off and walk around on the lawn.
Yes.
Watering the garden.
I love watering the garden.
Stretching.
Patting the dog, patting the cat.
Bit of yoga.
Don't do Warwick stretches.
Oh, no, they're pretty good. They're not super hardcore stuff. Anyway, I can see you laughing. So, they are for me because I'm inflexible.
Are you?
I'm
stop.
Rigid and inflexible.
Stop. Okay, so we're going to go now because it's really going south.
Enjoy your Friday. Join the Trade Desk. We're much more serious over there than we are on our Fuck It Friday episodes. And thank you for listening.
Thank you. If you got this far, you deserve a reward.
Well done. Go get a medal and pin it on your chest.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.